The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome everyone to this rendition of Happy Hour practicing together. So this week, we have dedicated Happy Hour to the practice of appreciation, gratitude, giving thanks, appreciating. Such a beautiful, lovely practice. And as I shared with you on Wednesday, having practiced it for me with you and also throughout the week with the theme of Thanksgiving, giving thanks, this appreciation has been coming up. Not just on the cushion, not just in the formal practice for me, but also in the informal moments, which has been lovely. This is really, and I hope that has been the case for you. And in fact, you know what? Let's do this a little untraditionally. If anybody would like to raise their hand and share, you know, the moments they've realized, they've noticed in this past week, appreciation, gratitude coming up in informal moments and the significance of that. Let's, if you like, let's take maybe one or two reflections. If not, we'll move on. Yes, Bill, please.
Before we were talking about, you know, thinking of what if we didn't have an advantage and what that would feel like. And I didn't consciously plan to do that, but in an off moment, for some reason, I started to think of grade school and of a girl I knew who was mentally retarded. And it just struck me how different my life would be if I didn't have mental capacities that I have now. And so I felt grateful for that. And all kind of sad for her, thinking of her. So,
Yeah. Thanks for bringing this in, this spontaneous bringing up of gratitude and appreciation for a gift that you've had, which is your mental capacity, which you've taken in many ways for granted, and recalling someone who didn't have this gift, and of course with compassion for them, ouch, and how challenging in many ways life can be, and of course not to also undermine the strength and the grace that many of us with challenges, all of us have different kinds of challenges and mental challenges, including, not to completely undermine that for people who have that, us included, any challenge we have, and holding that with compassion and turning to gratitude for what is here. So thank you. Thanks for bringing that in, Bill. Yeah. Any other reflections that spontaneously came up for you? I realize they've turned off the chat already, so if somebody wanted to type in chat, they could. Okay, I don't see any other hands. Oh yes, one more hand. Jerry, please.
So, spare me if I've said this before, but I read an article this week and it really helped me think about, rather than think about how much I have to do every day, I have to do this, I have to do that, it transformed it by saying, I get to get up and help people each day. I get to go for a run. I get to see the snowfall, as it did today in Toronto. So that's a framing it that way helped me recognize gratitude in so many different ways. Enough for me.
Nice. I get to. Yeah. Wow. What an amazing, wise shift in perspective. Instead of I have to, I get to. What a great invitation. Yeah. Like all of us to explore that. Yeah. Let's bring that into the practice. Thank you, Jerry, for planting that seed, bringing that in. Thank you. Claire, this will be our last reflection before we get into it. So please, Claire.
Sorry, having a little muting problem here.
All good.
Got all sorts of sound problems. But anyway, I've just been wanting to share, since we've been on this topic for a while, that one thing I started doing about 6 or 7 years ago now, I have two friends who are interested in the issue of gratitude also. So we circulate an email every day of three things from the day before that we're grateful for. And it goes among the three of us, and it sort of allows us to stay in touch also. One gal is in Switzerland, for example, so I wouldn't pick up the phone and call her all the time. But I know exactly what she's doing and what the good things are that are happening for her. And it's been a wonderful, it really changed a lot of my ways. When I first started, I thought I was grateful, but I realized after day two, I couldn't think of anything. I really had to focus on the good things that were happening in my life. I didn't do that normally. I always saw what was wrong, not what was right. So I just wanted to share that with others because it's been so helpful to me. So.
Thank you, Claire. Thanks so much for bringing that in. And also appreciate you really giving the nuance of how, you know, after a while, it feels like, okay, I'm out of things. Okay, and now I need to pay attention. So actually, the mind really, instead of saying, well, this is a stupid, boring practice, I'm done. It's like, oh, wow. And then your curiosity, actually, your interest, you stayed with it, which is like any other practice. After we scratch the surface, then it gets juicy. It gets really juicy. And that's what I'm hearing you say, and how transformative it's been to actually turn to the good. Lovely. So you know what? Let's actually bring that into that seed into our small group practice later today when we get into groups. Maybe there would be groups of three or two or whatever forming from this and this to share the gratitude practice.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Thanks, Claire. Yeah, thanks for bringing that in. Yeah. And I've done that before, by the way, with someone. It's such a great practice. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So thank you for that. Well, I think we are warmed up now for practicing appreciation. And maybe I won't say more about it. It's I think the topic is very well framed. Like maybe I'll just say one more thing, and that is one thing that can also happen with this practice, which is entering into another dimension of gratitude and also generosity. And as we talked on Wednesday, generosity and gratitude really are a pair. They go together. And these two, generosity and gratitude, what if we entered into a dimension of holding whatever gifts we have been given, whatever challenges we have been given? Oh, what is she talking about? Whatever gifts, whatever challenges we've been given, that we hold them with a stance, with an open, spacious stance of generosity. Generosity is an open hand that doesn't hold tightly. It's with an open hand that receives and releases. Gifts are received, they're released. Challenges are received, they're released. This hand, open hand of generosity, with this sense of gratitude. Can we be grateful also, or appreciate? Maybe the word appreciation is more appropriate. Can we appreciate also what is challenging, what pushes us, what stretches us? Can we hold it with appreciation, with an open hand that receives and releases, doesn't hold on? So with those reflections, seeds from the Sangha and reflections shared, let's begin. Let's begin our formal practice. So let's land. Let's land in our bodies. Let's land in our seat. That's always arriving, arriving. Arriving in this body with this breath, inviting all the muscles to soften, to relax, to let go. Our hands, arms, shoulders, neck, our jaw, our face, our forehead. The chest, the back, upper back, lower back. Ah, the abdomen. From the inside, releasing. Releasing into our sit bones, our bottom, releasing into the chair, to the cushion. Our legs, upper legs and lower legs. Feet releasing. The whole body releasing. And receiving the lower abdomen, receiving the breath joyfully, appreciatively. We get to do this. We get to sit. What a gift we get. I get to sit in this moment and practice here with the support I get to take this moment to rest, receive. Receiving the in-breath and the out-breath. And if thoughts arise, as they will inevitably do, letting them be received with an open hand. Ah, here's a thought, letting them be released with an open hand. as if with a smile. Thank you, thoughts. Thank you. Please come back later. No need for any ruffles. Thoughts will come, they will go. Let them be received and released. It's part of this training. It's part of this cultivation of the heart and mind. Thoughts are not a problem. They give you an opportunity to practice, generosity, release, appreciation. Thank you for coming, thought. Please come later. Thank you. I get to do this. I get to practice. Don't miss this moment. I get to do this. What a gift. What a gift to be able to do this with Sangha, with support. What a gift to have met the Dharma. What a gift this moment is, even if there are challenges in this moment, in the body, in the heart, in the mind. Can we open up to this moment, mystery of this moment being a gift? If you wish, you're welcome to stay. You're welcome to stay with receiving the breath and the body, opening up with appreciation to whatever is being presented in this moment. With a stance of open hand, generosity in receiving. Receiving spaciously and then releasing spaciously. A sense of appreciation and coming and going. Appreciating a non-attached appreciation, not a clingy appreciation, an open-hearted appreciation. And if you wish, you're welcome to open up, to perhaps reflect, bringing on a couple of things that perhaps you've had an attitude of, oh, I have to do this. What if you turn and shift that into, I get to do this, I got to do this. This open-hearted stance. Of non-contracted appreciation. I get to do this. Wow. I got to do this. Inviting your heart, your mind to open up to below scratching the surface. When you shift this perspective, I get to do this. Things you never imagined will open up if you stay with it, if you continue to stay with this stance, with this attitude. I get to serve in this way. I get to serve myself or others in this way. Are there any difficult, challenging aspects of your life that open you up to grace, to beauty, to service in the ways that if they weren't there, it wouldn't be possible? I get to do this because of this. I get to do this. I get to grow. I get to be more. I get to be wiser, more compassionate. I get to do this. See if that's available. If not, don't push it. Don't push it. It's an attitude of inspiration, not expectation. Hold it all lightly. I get to do this. Hold it lightly. I get to do this. I get to do this. Instead of, I have to do this, I should do this, I must do this. I have so much heaviness, obligation. I get to do this as uplift, aspiration, inspiration. Instead of the heavy weight of expectation. I get to do this. Breathing in, breathing out. With the goodness of this gift, whatever it might be. Even if it's a gift of darkness, I get to explore it. I get to explore this gift of darkness, which I know and trust opens up. This gift of dukkha, suffering, that opens up. Compassion, to wisdom. I get to do this. It's completely shifting and turning, changing the frame. Exploring, expressing my full humanity. I get to do this. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, appreciate all the gifts of grace, however they come. May all beings everywhere wake up and be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have some time for reflections, for questions, comments. What did you discover? The invitation is in sharing your insights, your discoveries, as a gift for the benefit of other practitioners. Friend, please
Just want to thank Jerry for bringing that up, turning the have to into get to. It's so applicable to almost everything in my life, everything that I usually use the construction, I must, I have to, some parenthetical, damn it, I now will. And it's there's so little that's really onerous, and so much that's an opportunity, if not a pleasure. I was thinking of, many years ago, right around this season, I had had some surgery and I couldn't walk for a little while. And then when I could walk, it was every step was I get to walk. I get to walk down to the store. I get to walk around the block on my crutches. Because it made such a deep impression, I've kept some of that. So some days, 2 decades later, I'll still walk down the street and think, I get to walk. How delightful. So thank you.
Thank you, friend. Well said. Lovely. And yes, with appreciation to Jerry for bringing his practice in so that we could all benefit from it and spend this time really sitting with it. Lovely. Any other reflections, insights that came up for you you'd like to share? Greg, I'm not sure if you're trying to raise your hand. That's the clap. But if you're trying to raise your hand, you're welcome to unmute yourself. And if not...
I guess I hit the wrong little icon. I was really taken by when you said, I get to experience dukkha. The sort of paradoxical nature of that assessment, that this is an opportunity to grow, to learn how to cope, to learn how to flow, to learn how to turn loose of it, to see the insubstantiality of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so counterintuitive and strikes against the traditional conditioning of constraints and challenges I have in remolding my mind to think that way. So it's great stuff. And I love paradox and I love uncertainty and I love the mist. And this is a great opportunity to influence all of those things or to experience all of those things. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that in and how that impacted you, this shift in perspective, really. And this shift is, awakening, freedom, nibbana, whatever you call it. It really is about a shift in perspective when we see and relate to things differently. And it's just this, in so many ways, that is what awakening is. So thank you. And it can happen in so many ways. It's not necessarily just ta-ta, waiting for that final moment, but it can happen in so many ways. These shift in practice, little shifts in perspective, little by little, by little, by little. Yeah, thank you. And one thing that I'll share with what was something that came up for me, this has come up before, but tonight, when many of you know that I have chronic illness and many symptoms, and one thing that came up was, oh, I get to be sick. I get to experience pain. I get to do this. I get to do this because that's when really I slow down. I really slow down and my mind meets whatever challenge and difficulty, pain, fatigue, slowing down, just, I get to be sick. I get to do this with a sense of delight because I would probably not be sharing the Dharma or a Dharma teacher if it wasn't for the gift of this illness. I would continue to be a computer scientist. So, So I get to be sick. I get to do this. Yay. So with that, Marianne says, I also appreciate this tonight very much. I thought I get to be a mother and the difficult times open my heart more than it ever would have done. Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Marianne. Yeah. And another reflection comes in. Thanks, the gift of dukkha, which seems inescapable, is a challenge for me. Yes, it can be. And slowly, slowly, the shift of perspective can happen little in small ways, So not to expect that all the time. Cherry says, I recently have had a cancer scare and missed this bullet gratefully, and this dukkha has helped me help others. Ah, wow, thank you, Cherry. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, the dukkha deepening us, whether we miss it or not, it deepens us to serve and support others. Yeah. So let's, it's 6:49. Yes, this is the time to turn into small group practice. So I have an invitation before you jump off tonight. Those of you who might want to jump off, please don't and just hear this first. So the invitation for tonight is to take, to take a page out of the book that, Claire was bringing it up at the beginning. So the invitation is, you know, you can share as little or as much about your practice if you wish. And then if you're up for doing this gratitude practice with another person or other two people for a week, just commit to it for 1 week, not for the rest of your lives. You commit to for 1 week to do it with people you might find yourself in the group, just maybe one other person or two other people, whoever is up for it. And you can be in text, it can be an email, whatever you're comfortable with. Commit to do it, and for what, and it could be at the end of the day or the next day. See what works for you. You figure it out, the two or three of you, or maybe four, I don't know, you'll see. And just commit for 1 week. What a great practice. For 1 week, you get to hear other people's, what they're grateful for. And then at the end of the week, whoever wants to renew the commitment, renew the commitment, you would for another week. And if not, then you'll drop it. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And let's see, here it is. We have the rooms. Yes, and I'm about to open them. Here we go. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Okay, the rooms are all closed. Everyone is back. So we have maybe just about a minute for any reflections you'd like to share. You can raise your hand or type them as you wish. Maybe as I wait, I'll share a reflection from David on YouTube, who said that, who thanks Jerry and says, I learned to do that years ago. One day, all at once, I lost a job in a beautiful apartment, becoming jobless and homeless at once. Ever since, I say I get to do housework, etc. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, way to change a turn, as you say, falling into flight. So, any other last reflections, especially from your time with, especially if you haven't spoken already? Stephen, I see your hand raised. You're either clapping or you're trying to raise your hand.
I'm trying to raise my hand. I'm very grateful, and I'm happy I get to rebuild It seems like, you know, not too many people get the opportunity to start the concept, I guess you could say, of like a rebirth of the mind, and just be able to just learn from a very respectful perspective. And I'm very grateful to have this mindfulness. I'm very grateful to have the Sangha and to just be part of a community that develops a very, very beautiful minded person and unique to each individual. So I'm thankful for that.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much for your words of gratitude for this practice, for the Sangha, for all the cultivation and opportunities. Beautiful. And that's a lovely note to end our week of appreciation and gratitude on. Perfect note. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your cultivation. Thank you for showing up for each other, yourselves, and the world, all those whose lives you touch. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you.